Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods, we worship you, Father, and we praise you and thank you that our Jesus is the head of the church. He is the victor, and he defeated Satan completely on the cross 2,000 years ago. Lord, as we discuss this week, I ask you to reveal to your children the mighty power of who they are and what they can do as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Lord, as we talk about the cross this week, I ask you to reveal to your sons and daughters the mighty power of the cross. And Lord, may you anoint me with the Holy Spirit and power this week. And as I speak about your mighty victory on the cross, reveal it to everyone that hears this word. Now, Satan, I rebuke you and command you to get your hands off of everybody in the name of Jesus and not steal a single word out of anybody's mind or heart. And I praise you and thank you and worship you for this mighty day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, last week we talked about the authority of the believer. Now, this week I'm going to talk a little bit about the cross. I know for many, many years I did not have a clue what the cross really meant. I didn't understand why it had to be, and so I didn't know who I was, what I could do, what kind of power, what kind of authority, or anything, until I finally began to get a hold of what my legal right was and what my authority was as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and a member of his church. Now then, lots of people today absolutely do not understand this, but it is very, very important that every believer to know with absolute certainty that Calvary was absolutely a complete glorious triumph. Now, unless we, the believers, fully understand and we are completely convinced of the infallible basis of our faith, we will be hampered by misgivings and will be unable to effectually to exercise yours and my authority over Satan. Now, all of these things that we're going to talk about today are designed to remove any such doubt and to show that Christ, through Calvary and his descent into hell, totally and irrevocably defeated and disarm Satan both legally and dynamically, so that Paul refers to the satanic forces as these powers that are dethroned completely. Now, he talks about that in a couple of places, as he talks about that in Colossians 2:15 and also in 1 Corinthians 2:6. These powers, these princesses or these rulers of darkness, have been completely stripped and completely disarmed and completely dethroned. Now, most people don't know that. But when you get a hold of this, you will be able to come against the enemy, and you'll be able to cast out devils and heal the sick, and you'll be able to see the Lord do great and mighty things when you get in your spirit that what the cross really meant to you. Now, the reality of Christ's victory at the cross is being openly challenged today by this new and growing church of Satanism. Now, Calvary is being represented by them as a defeat. They absolutely will tell you that this was a defeat. They're saying that in the satanic Bible that this just because this man hung on a tree didn't mean anything. In this satanic ritual, Satan is called the Prince of Darkness who rules the earth. He is further envisioned as seizing the initiative from Christ, who is called the lasting foulness of Bethlehem, the cursed Nazarene, or the impotent king. And they just call him all kinds of things in that satanic Bible. Now, Satan, in their satanic Bible, of course, is described as the great Satan, the Prince of Darkness. Satan, or Lucifer, who rules the earth, who will send the Christian all the Christians staggering to their doom. He is also depicted as the Lord of Light, with Christ's angels, cherubims, and all of his seraphims cowering and trembling with fear, and prostrating themselves before him while he sends the gates of heaven crashing down. Can you imagine that Satan is doing his best? And I can imagine that, because he's been the liar and the great deceiver from the beginning. So that's why he's doing all these things. I don't know how many people today are afraid to attack the enemy, to do spiritual warfare against the devil, because they think he's going to beat up on them. Well, let me tell you, Satan and his host is completely disarmed and dethroned. Now then, all of these things that's in the Satanic Bible is an example of the way Satan constantly seeks to persuade the church in the world that he is almost, if not quite, as powerful as God himself. Now, the world is fairly well convinced by this pretense, and the church herself suffers under its pressure. Now, this is because Satan has successfully concealed from the church what actually happened to him at the cross. But also, we need to know what happened between the cross and the resurrection. Now, to the world at large, and to many believers, the cross appears as a defeat. Now, in spite of our professed faith, many of us are hounded with a sneaking suspicion that Satan was, after all, the victor there. It never ceases to amaze me that the people, the Christians, that have absolutely no knowledge of who they are in Christ, because some of them don't even really know if they're born again, and they sure don't know they're in a battle, and they sure don't know their authority over Satan and all the sickness and disease and the things that he throws at us. Now then, when we go and examine all of these things, when as we examine this the aspects or the legal phases of the conflict between Christ and Satan, we will prove conclusively that the triumph of the crucified was a reality. Now, the legal aspect of that victory is the theme of what we're going to talk about. Now then, in order to understand what happened at Calvary, first, you must know or be able to comprehend what took place legally in the fall in the Garden of Eden. Now, man was originally made for authority and dominion. He was created and fashioned for dominion over all things. Now, when man came fresh from the hand of God, he was given the rulership of the earth. He was literally, according to Psalms 82:6, man was made the God of this world. And not only was he given the rulership of the earth and the kingship of its life and the control and mastery of its resources, because in Genesis 1:26, as it is recorded, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them," man, "have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, if you stop and think about that and meditate on that a few minutes, you will have to come to realize that if God, in the beginning, gave us, man, the dominion and authority over everything on this earth, everything that creepeth, everything that flies, everything that walks, runs, over everything, that means the weather, the storms that we have, the lightning, the animals, the fish, the sea, we were given dominion, or we were literally, according to Psalms 82:6, we were made the gods of this world. Now, Jesus reiterated that again in John 10:34 when he was talking to those people. He made mention of, "Have you not read that I have said in your law that I have called you gods?" Well, when I read that one day, I looked that up to see where that was, and it's in Psalms 82:6. When I begin to understand that God made us and gave us all this dominion and all this power over this earth, then I begin to understand why Satan wanted to try to take this thing away from us. Now then, the writer of the 8th Psalm adds this comment: Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now think about what that says. In the beginning, when God made the earth, he made the earth and gave man control and rule over everything. He put it all under our feet. So we literally, in the beginning, had total, complete dominion and control over everything. Now, the entire universe is governed by law. Now, redemption from beginning to end is based upon a system of divine jurisprudence. It is a legal foundation. Now, God's grant of authority and dominion over the earth to man was a bona fide gift. This authority and dominion became legally ours. What he did with it was his own responsibility. If, so to speak, the man dropped the ball and lost it, then God could not lawfully step in and repossess it for him. Without doubt, omnipotence had the power to void Satan's conquest of Adam and his heritage, but this would have violated his own moral principles of government. Now, if God had gone over man's head and had forcibly repossessed the title to the earth after he had given it to man, and he'd repossessed it from Satan, that would have been without due process of law, and he would have been breaking his own legal system's codes, and God could in no wise break his own laws. So in other words, when God gave the earth to man, it would be just like you giving somebody a building, just say a lease for a certain length of time, like 6 years, and say, I'm giving you this building, it is yours, anything you want to do with it, you can do with it, and in 6 years I'll come back and repossess it, but until that time, it is totally yours and you can do anything you want to with it. That's what God did with man and the earth. He gave it to us, and then we gave it away to the devil. Well, tomorrow we'll press on with this, and now I invite you to write me, the Living Savior Ministries, Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or if you'll call me at 940-242-2106, I have a complete teaching, 90-minute teaching on this cross. Then you can get it to us on the web on www.tlsm.org. And we invite you to our church every Sunday at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, and we start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon.
I'd like to invite you to our healing school. It's at the same place our church is, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start the healing school the second Saturday of every month at 2 p.m. We see the Lord do many mighty miracles there. Come and be a part of our healing school. We would love to have you every month. Praise the Lord Jesus.